بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قيل يا رسول الله من اكرم الناس؟ قال اتقاهم. فقال ليس عن هذا نساله. قال فيوسف نبي الله ابن نبي الله ابن نبي الله ابن خليل الله. قال ليس عن هذا نساله. قال فعن معادن العرب تسالوني؟ خيار في الجاهليه خيار في الاسلام اذا فقهوا. متفق عليه. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith. He says that this question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Nabi of Allah, who is the most honored amongst men? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the person with the most taqwa. Sahaba thereafter said that, Ya Rasulullah, we were not asking you about that. In other words, the question, who is the most honored amongst men, we were not referring to piety and status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that perhaps they were asking about lineage. So he responded and he said that then the most honored amongst men is Yusuf alayhi salam, who was the Nabi of Allah, the son of the Nabi of Allah, who was the son of the Nabi of Allah, who was the son of the Khalil of Allah. In other words, referring to the very lofty and noble lineage which Allah Ta'ala granted Yusuf alayhi salam, that his father was a Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salam, and his father was a Nabi, Ishaq alayhi salam. And his father, in other words, the great-grandfather of Yusuf alayhi salam, was Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Sahaba said that, Ya Rasulullah, we were not referring to that also. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you referring to the Arab tribes and clans? Are you asking about them? So Sahaba, and when they remained silent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that the question was with regards to that. And we find amongst the Arabs, this question of lineage was something of great importance. They would take a great deal of pride, and each one would know his lineage running back to many, many generations. We find that in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala ensured that the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of the most lofty and the highest level possible. In fact, it comes in one hadith, لَمْ يَلْتَقِيَ عَلَى سِفَاحٍ قَطُّ, that Allah Ta'ala ensured that my lineage right up to Adam alayhi salam, there was no zina that took place. In other words, there was no relationship or no progeny out of marriage occurred in the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his time right up to Adam alayhi salam. And we find that chapters are devoted in the books of ahadith wherein the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traced right up to Adam alayhi salam. When hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah takhayyara al-qabail," that Allah Ta'ala looked at all the various tribes and families right up till the whole of humanity. Inna Allah takhayyara al-qabail. And from amongst all the various groups, fakhtar al-arab, Allah Ta'ala chose the Arabs. And thumma takhayyara arab, then Allah Ta'ala looked amongst the Arabs, and from all the souls amongst the Arabs to be born right up till Qiyamah, fakhtar al-mudhar, Allah Ta'ala chose the Mudhar clan. Fakhtar al-mudhar, then Allah Ta'ala looked at the Mudhar clan, and from them, فاختار قريش, Allah Ta'ala chose the Quraysh, which was the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم تخير قريش, then Allah Ta'ala looked at the Quraysh, all the souls amongst the Quraysh, to be born right up to Qiyamah. فاختار بني هاشم, then Allah Ta'ala chose the Banu Hashim, which was the direct family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم تخير بني هاشم, then Allah Ta'ala looked at the Bani Hashim, and from amongst them, فاختارني أنا, I Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen. That is the purest and the most lofty soul amongst the entire humanity. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah Ta'ala knows where to place the risalat, where to place nubuwat, where to place this special and lofty honor and status and nobility. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sahaba that, are you referring to the Arab tribes? So they, from their silence it became apparent that this was the question, that who is the most honored amongst them? Now here we find one very important issue arising, that some people, we tend to have this attitude of social classing or racial prejudice on the basis of lineage. I belong to this family, you belong to that family. Now we find that in the case of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is part of our iman, that this was the most lofty family. And it is part of iman for us to honor the Ahl Bayt. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anshudukumullah, Ahl Bayti." I am warning you. I'm giving you the medium of Allah's qasam, that be very, very careful when it comes to my family.
That means we have to honor the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is absolutely no doubt about that. In fact, Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Quran, his dua is mentioned. وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, protect my family. Protect my family from idol worship. In the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. In the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without dua, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَّهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا Allah says in the Quran that it is already our intention that we will free and cleanse the Ahle Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from idolatry, وَيُطَّهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا and that we will purify this family. So loving the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of Shariat, is part of Deen. This was the most honorable family to such an extent that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَقَرَابَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أَصِلْ مِنْ قَرَابَتِي He would say that to honor and preserve the qarabat and the link of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than preserving my own family links. On one occasion he said that if the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, had brought iman, this would have been more preferable to me than my own father bringing iman. Allah Ta'ala deprived the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, of iman. This famous incident, all of us know that. Whereas Allah Ta'ala gave the father of Abu Bakr, Abu Quhafa was a blind man. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayah, he accepted Islam. Abu Bakr said, I would have preferred that instead of the hidayah of my own father, the uncle of Rasulullah ﷺ should have gotten hidayah. Such love they had for Rasulullah ﷺ and such honor in their hearts for the family link of Rasulullah ﷺ. So referring to this, Nabi ﷺ said, when it comes to, like we said, family ties, this is not a basis for one to take pride over another. The most superior family was the family of Rasulullah ﷺ. After that, what is the criteria? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, khiyaruhum fil jahiliya, khiyaruhum fil islam, idha faquhu. That those tribes of nobility, families of nobility in the days of ignorance before Islam, will also be honored after Islam. They will also, if you are from the Bani Hashim, if you are from the Quraysh, if you are from a noble family, you will be given that honor. Even after Islam, but there is one criteria. What is the criteria? Idha faquhu. As long as there is taqwa, as long as there is iman, as long as there is deen, as long as there is the understanding of deen. Abu Lahab, what greater lineage? Uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the Ahl Bayt. Yet, he did not have iman, he did not have deen. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabi wa tab. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, may he be destroyed. So in other words, the criteria is honor will be given to family lineage and nobility as long as there is iman, as long as there is deen. Just belonging to a good family on its own is not a guarantee. Comes in the riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed his own daughter, Ya Fatimah binti Muhammad, anqidhi nafsaki min an-nar fa inni la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. That, oh Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not be deceived by the fact that you are my daughter. You also have to make effort to protect yourself from Jahannam. So we find that this is actually taliman lil ummah, to teach the ummah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed his own daughter like this. Otherwise, there is one hadith, it comes, كُلُّ حَسَبٍ وَنَسَبٍ مُنْقَطِعٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا حَسَبِي وَنَسَبِي Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that every family tie will break down on the Day of Judgment besides my family tie. That is the Ahl Bayt. وَسَأَبُلُّهَا بِبِلَالِهَا That is why it is mentioned about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that during his khilafat, he approached Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his daughter in nikah. He got married to the daughter of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was asked that why did you approach Ali for his daughter, he mentioned this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I wanted, despite the fact that he was already the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother's Hafsa radiallahu anha, was the daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, I wanted to further preserve or further create a link with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why I got married to the granddaughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the daughter of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But coming back to the principle mentioned in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who are of honor before Islam, after Islam also, will have that honor as long as there is dindari, as long as there is taqwa. That is more important than family lineage, is taqwa, is piety, is the understanding of deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.